This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Listen to this case that goes to court tomorrow. A group of Detroit students and families is suing the state of Michigan, saying the public schools in Detroit, which are run by the state, are not teaching people to read. They're not providing access to literacy, is how it's being framed. Michigan says it's less about mismanagement and more about a host of factors, including poverty. Attorneys for the state will argue that there is no fundamental right to literacy. But let's get a ground-level view of this case through the eyes of a public school teacher in Detroit who also attended the public schools there. Her name is Mercy Jones.
I've been a teacher for 15 years. Always wanted to be a teacher. And so just living my dream out now, you know. Kids are changing, but we all do. I graduated from Southeastern High School. And I was top of my class. I was in the National Honor Society. And I just went out into the world thinking that I had all the tools I needed in order to succeed. And I got accepted to Michigan State. And when I went to Michigan State, I was in for a rude awakening. I found out that I was behind the curveball. I promptly flunked out. And it kind of scarred me. So I didn't go back to school for like another 20 years after that. And I said, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. So I got straight A's through my junior year, and then I went off to Wayne State. I got high grades there, and then I received two masters after that. I service a lot of underprivileged, poverty-stricken students who have a lot on their plates. I try to give them hope that there is something out there other than the environment that they're in, that they were born into. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to remain there. You can do better than what people say. They're going to have challenges. They're going to have things in their life that they may not be able to change. And I say that from my point of view because that's where I was. When I was at Michigan State, I felt worthless. I felt like I was a failure. I felt like nobody cared because they didn't teach me what I should have known. And for that to be a deal breaker, it weighed heavy on me for a long time.
Her name is Mercy Jones, public school teacher. My colleague Lizzie O'Leary traveled to Detroit to cover this story, and you can hear more in a special report on our program Marketplace Weekend.